So before listening to the teachings, Rinpoche asked that we give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless in number as the sky is vast in its extent, we aim to attain the state of complete and perfect enlightenment. We know that in order to do that, we must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the precious attitude of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Lakpa chorche tembala sa jeba thopsor tang sa ter sa jeba chetar thopsor tang sa jeba ter mulan je phasen laksor tang sa yin ti je chepar te ba tang som re se marve
la re mo We have reached the examination of the eighth Bodhisattva ground. And the outline for this has three parts. The first is the way that this eighth ground is reached. The second is the way that at this point the transcendent perfection of aspiration prayers becomes foremost. And finally, there is a teaching on the extraordinary qualities of that are specific to this particular Bodhisattva ground.
Tele tambo sa jeba chetar thopso ne yanyang ngarge le la thopso se thangdo srima dhokpa nye jirwa mayo te la danyi che te njo ki samasong.
The root text for the first verse, which is in the first part, the way that this bhumi or this ground is attained, reads, in order to attain again and again virtue even greater than before, here the bodhisattvas become irreversible. The great beings enter the unshakable ground and their aspiration prayers become incredibly pure.
Thanks, Arve. Yang ni yang do nar sa dunba min che che sunam geve le dang Pamba dan tokpa, lakpa thupa yi ser, tokpa chodhu chupa thupa ser. Kangdo mechebe chula zhoba thupa, mechebe chula zhoba thupa, jewa mebe chula zhoba thupa, tongpa nyele zhoba thupa chikwa re, tongpa nyele matapa. Sanchuk le ser mudopa, Zogbasan chuk le ser mudo pa nyingirwa. Sa jepa mayo ga tela. San sen danyi che ten jo karan jo te. Perna jam sor ma sen pardo. Roche the two Greek. Che the two can be so good. Jam sort of saying, Che the Maju bar. Marge low jarm babe, Satavayan. There, Nija check a chip at the gendo. San Saint Chip. Sansing, Sancho Samba, Jepa Jamso Tabu Paru Sene, Lunja Trippi, Hiji Yuizana, Yuizana, Jose Zana, Tamjan Jambi Yi, Jetam number Dene, Munji Che the Savi, Kangi Che the Sava, Che the Major Savi. Le je karpam bom do yang teni to pa do me ba ne bar mini so. Ngar sa dunba min che to bejur dan che ba la. Sa dunba min che to bejur dan che ba la. Der bejur me ba. Der rang bemi to bejur me ba. Namba tam jen jen bi yi xilin jo kwa te. やぶどるみたい。ああ。め、めちゅちゃわ。めちゅちゃわ。ちぇとめちょぱ。ちゃんそんとわたいんべ。たやぶどんちゃんよ。まんべじゃん。なんかなにんと。せんばらちょんぜじゃむどぶちゃに。せんむどぶちぱて。ちぇるとんたんとんわるぬべろらずばせら。ずばずばせじゅどからせな。 돈담데뎀바 ngonsom thonglan zonden, dandan thonglan la chini ngonsom de thonglan sena, dene gisun tenpa tsamari ngonsom de thonglan sena zoyba nrengbo. Zoyba chenpo te, ta sa jeba nigyari. Yor chuyen da yuchin tonyi topi hiram ni, ninang yowa tambay zor mepar, bay zor rakpa nabay, Zöba chenpo, chenpo sa jeba xii saa wo, ta jo te cho.
Lasa. Tambo, gyamsor ma chenpa dru che tu, kyo gyo di se na gyamsor dru la, gyamsor la dru kyer gu gu du ge.
Oh, zi, zi.
Lasa.
Mi go gu du. Tene gyamsor la dru lep chana kwa du kwa na.
Lare.
Ya.
Chiji che. The commentary reads, in order for the bodhisattva to attain virtue that is even greater than what they gathered on the first seven grounds, and here virtue refers to the virtuous activities of merit that they perform, and also the extent of their realization and their abandonment. So those two are just describing the same thing, one from the positive and one from the negative side. Realization and abandonment refers to their level of realization of the Buddha's qualities. So in order to gain a higher state than before, then here the bodhisattvas gain patience with the unborn dharma. In other words, with emptiness. They are not afraid of it, is what this means. Rinpoche explains. And because they're not afraid of emptiness, the unborn dharma, then they attain here what is called irreversibility, in that they're definitely going towards enlightenment. There's no doubt that here whether they'll make it or not. This eighth ground is called the unshakable. And the great being enters into it in the following way. For example, when you want to cross the ocean, first you have to take the boat that you're going to cross it in down to the ocean. And that requires a lot of effort. But once you get the boat in the water and you hop in, then the boat just goes where you want it to without you having to put that effort into that you had to of building the boat and taking it down to the water and putting it in. And you're able to reach in one day a place that you couldn't otherwise reach in 100 years. And similar to that, at this point, the Bodhisattva has crossed into the ocean of Bodhisattva conduct. And with just a slight amount of their spontaneously arisen primordial wisdom, they are able to attain that much of omniscience. Even if they had put a whole kalpa of effort of their previous action into it, then they wouldn't be able to attain this immeasurable state that they can now. So they have put the time period of them putting the great amount of effort into it is over at this point. And they're able with just a little bit of primordial wisdom to attain a result that they couldn't have before. So the seven grounds prior to this one are called the ones that you have to put effort into. But here, without any effort at all, omniscience just comes naturally. And the example that's given is the example of it's just like a person doesn't need to put any effort at being carried away by a rushing river. If you jump into a rushing river, it's just going to carry you away. And Rinpoche says, well, this is kind of a funny example to compare to omniscience, but it's, you know, you just jump in the river and it carries you away. And similarly, here, without any effort at all, naturally, they progress to the state of omniscience. And since their progress will not face any setbacks from this point forward, they are called irreversible. And generally, it's explained that the mind that is able to see genuine reality is called patience. That's what patience means. And again, it means not to be afraid, to be able to take it. The patience that is only able to see what approximates the profound reality is the patience of the path of accumulation. I'm sorry, the path of junction. That's the lowest form of patience on the second path, the path of junction. Then the middle patience is when you reach the first bodhisattva bhumi, the first ground, and which is the path of seeing, and you're able to directly experience emptiness. And then when all of the movement and effort and strain of the dualistic appearances of perceiver and perceived have set, then that is called the great patience. And that's the patience of the eighth bodhisattva ground. But I should say that in the commentary it says all of the coarse movement and strain of dualistic appearance of perceiver and perceived, which means that there's still going to be something left to purify. So when all of that has set, the coarse movement of and strain of the dualistic appearances of subject and object have set, then that is called the great patience. Marcel?
Sātir mūlāṅcē pārsēn lākṣur nē. Dēyē mūlāṅ shēn tō tāṅ jō shēn kī sāṅsōṅ.
And then is an explanation of how it is that the transcendent perfection of aspiration prayers becomes foremost here. And this is the fourth line of the first verse, which reads, and their aspiration prayers become incredibly pure.
Sa-tang-bu-ni-ta-pe-sa-tang-bu-ni-zong-de-ta-pe-mu-lam-mun-tun-be-so-chin-de-nam-bar-ta-chin-mu-lam-bum-cha-chang-me-pa-chyo-te-ta-yong-su-ta-par-n-jur-ve.
The commentary reads, here on the eighth ground, whatever adverse conditions there might have been, or whatever conditions that were not harmonious to the aspiration prayers made by the bodhisattvas from the first ground onwards, whatever those bad conditions might have been, here they become completely or incredibly pure. So they become purified. So for example, an adverse condition might be that if you pray that all sentient beings be endowed with happiness, and then there are still some sentient beings that you're not able to reach with that aspiration prayer, then that is an adverse condition that's blocking the power of your aspiration prayer. So here, those adverse circumstances become incredibly purified or small, you could say. And the aspiration prayers, such as, for example, the 10 aspiration prayers that contain within them immeasurable hundreds of thousands of aspiration prayers, also become incredibly pure. And therefore, on this particular ground, the transcendent perfection of prayer is what becomes foremost. The bodhisattva on this ground, the unshakable, is said to reside on the ground of the prince, the youthful prince. The ninth ground is said to be the ground of the regent. And the tenth is like the ground of the Chakravartin, the universal monarch. It is where the Bodhisattvas receive the empowerment of all the victors. Lhasa?
Tene manlam bhamsa chupu teda chan bhamsa mangpun chung jimtsin simtsin je simtsin la dunga je namba madhava sanje machapa yevare.
Lhasa?
Dunga je namba madhava teda rere le cheva manlam ne jamna tene manlam sanje machapa yevare.
Lhasa? Tene chupu samgi ne chapa yevare.
Chupo se, cheta mulam tene mambu yungare.
Lhasa.
Simchin la dunga, dunga kase yare.
Lhasa.
Se mepe dunga, ku mepe dunga, longju mepe dunga, tro mepe dunga, lhasa va. Raba?
Lare.
Te dunga tese cheva mala rire, jana mala rire yungudwa.
Lare.
Akoso.
Lhasa.
Te yinda deva namba mandava sanji majava yare. Tene deva teta thapa mulam tenda wo yare.
Lhasa, tene
manlam dhamme pachyagare. Dhamme
pachyagare,
se me pachyagare.
Lhasa.
Kahi se na dungan thaye pare, devayang thaye pare.
Lhasa.
Tene dungan ta trava manlam, deva tupa manlam jagaruwa.
Lhasa. And the reason why it is that it's said that 10 aspiration prayers that are actually 10 immeasurable hundreds of thousands of aspiration prayers is that there are an immeasurable number of sufferings that sentient beings are experiencing, and therefore there will be an immeasurable number of aspiration prayers that they might be free of their suffering, like the suffering of not having food, of not having clothes, of not having any friends, and so forth. And furthermore, there are an immeasurable number of different kinds of happiness beings can experience, and so there will be an immeasurable number of aspiration prayers that they experience that happiness.
Dembar shimba mepa, mulan la dembar shimba mepa, mulan jang korsom, tene korsom ming ming ji ti shimba, korsom mikpa mepe jeta patin.
And the ultimate way to make these aspiration prayers is without any focus on the three spheres, meaning that one is not attached to, for example, the one making the aspiration prayer or the aspiration prayer itself or any of the three spheres as being something real, something truly existent. So this lack of reference, non-referentiability in the making of aspiration prayers is what seals the aspiration prayers and makes it a transcendent perfection.
Tāsumā sāti sājyebhāvati yantīngshēpallā sīpāṅgākpī yantīng. Sīpāṅgākpī yantīng sīcītēng korvāṅgākpī yantīng. Kovantronāṅgākpī yantīng. Ngācāng sīpārcevattāṅgākpī yantīng. Kovantronāṅgānayāng kovar sīpāṁ trūpattāṅgākpī yantīng. Nīrē. Tāṅbhu sīpāṅ kākpī yuñṭiṅ tēlā sīpāraṅ sāṁ jorvā, sīpār cevā lāṅkīṅ sāṁ jorvā yā. Yuñṭa pāṅkyāṅ, sīpāla sīpāṅ korvā rē, sīpāṅ korvā lāṅ sāṁ jorvā tē, cittāṅ lē cittāṅ sāṁ jorvā rē. Tēnī dāṅcīṅ sē lē sē pē sīpāraṅ sāṁ jorvā yuñṭa gācāṅ, sīpāla sāṁ jorvā jī lē mī chāṅ, Sipar namru nambam rorpa trupa tenbe. Chutopa tevgin kekpa sanje namju kurman zepi yuntin ta. Dhamma yonza takpa yuntin nire. Ya.
Lhasa. The next is an explanation of the qualities that the Bodhisattva attains on this ground. The first is the quality of bringing an end to samsara, which means that the confused appearances of samsara stop. The second is that even though these confused appearances of samsara stop, the Bodhisattva still demonstrates emanations of themselves in a samsara for the benefit of the being still there. So within these two parts, the first one being how it is that the dualistic or the confused appearances of samsara stop, then there are two parts within that. The first one is that the Tathagatas, the Buddhas, arouse the Bodhisattvas, they call to them in their cessation in order that the Bodhisattvas might be able to attain the ability to demonstrate to sentient beings the play of these emanations, even though these Bodhisattvas have given up completely a rebirth in the cycle of existence. And this is something that normally comes, rebirth is something that comes from having kleshas, having karma, and the Bodhisattvas have completely given that up, but so that they can demonstrate emanations to be able to teach others, then the Buddhas call to them, tell them they still need something, there's still something left for them to do in order to be able to develop that ability. And then the second part of this is teaching how it is that they have completely given up all stains.
Tele tambo Tele tambo ne jarva nam jeng go le lower ze ki sama song te.
Asa.
Ti te kang ba chi ndo ba.
Mare.
Oya.
So the root text that goes with this first part about how the Buddhas call to them, it's just the first line of the second verse that says, the victors cause them to rise from cessation.
Jerbe sepo sanju sambasa jepa van gopa. Chuni tuja jangan lang gopa li yupati. Molam dang. Chugu join la nebe. Chuju goi join la nebe. Jerva namje. Sanje namje gopa le lowan zete. Gopa le cheta lona rejipo. Lake so. Sanje je chu ji su to kwar sawala. Dene don dambe zeba yena onjang rejipo kan ni je topcho sanje ni se je sanje ni je topcho menje be ye la so ba sanje je mandi ba pusom so pa te Chula mepe Sanje de chumpusum sopate Yonzo Sarvisel Jorvar Suchi Jorvar Suchi, Betor Chiche Zundu Tomche Zuba Zuba Gondanyamso Zöpe gondini madurice rejibo. Chu tetari hebe, hebe nambar tarpa la, neba, topja. Suchi nyomomba wangdo churba namla, songhe. Chu tetari hebe nambar tarpa la, Neba Kandese Tome Yang Shivane. Sochi, Sosuche, New Mumba Wangdo Churpala, Songs in Maji Chitendo. Yeung Munja Mulanda, Sim Chinja Tun Topra Savata. Ishi Jago Sanja Machapa Timber Chiche. Chunyi tsamne Chunyi tsamne te nirang layang thapa yote shepe korwa chunyi te mulam tang sungjo ke chunyi je mulam je top tang Sungyoke chunyeche. Gokpa da ro nyambe. Gokpa denpa da ro nyambe. Yehi sato trawa topchang. Senangke yonzen jen gokpa tsam. Ngondo mazibu sero.
Tene ten munlam tang zungju ki chunyi sena. Chunyi munlam tang zungju rabe, a munlam ki top tang.
Munlam tang, te munlam tang. Chunyi te, munlam tang sungju ki chunyi che. Munlam tang sungju si che te, chitang sungju si che te, nandong sungju la kograwa. Munlam je top tang, nandong sungju ke chunyi tang. Yang munlam tang chunyi che nyamling songdo jokwa.
Lasa.
Ni lam yanate.
Lasa.
Yeah.
So the commentary to this one line about the victors caused them to rise from cessation reads as follows. The bodhisattvas abide in the cessation of, here cessation meaning the dharmata, the nature of reality, which transcends all conceptual fabrications. But from the power of their earlier aspiration prayers and from having abided in the stream of the doors to the Dharma, meaning all the different methods of the Dharma. So from these two factors together, what happens is that all of the victors cause them to rise up from their cessation. So how does this happen? Well, the Buddhas say to them, noble child, excellent. You have reached a level of realization that approximates the qualities of enlightenment. This is, in fact, patience with genuine reality. But, noble child, you don't have my 10 strengths. You don't have my 4 fearlessnesses. You don't have the qualities of enlightenment, of Buddhahood, that I am the only one who has in such a glorious way. And therefore, you should go after these extraordinary qualities of Buddhahood as fast as you can. You should meet up with them. You should put effort into getting them. Don't give up your fearlessness at getting them and what it's going to take. Yes, you have reached the complete liberation. You abide in the complete liberation of peace. But think of all those sentient beings, those ordinary individuals who still have, who are under the power of their mental afflictions. Think of them. And furthermore, remember your earlier aspiration prayers and how much you've done to benefit beings. Remember the inconceivable portal of primordial awareness. This dharmata, this nature of reality that the Buddhas are calling the Bodhisattvas to, is not just the dharmata that the Shravakas and the Pracheka Buddhas find. Because what the Buddhas say is that you are just resting in the dharmata of the Shravakas and the Pracheka Buddhas at this point. So get up. And so this dharmata that they are being called to is the dharmata that is in undifferentiable union with aspiration prayers. That's one way you could read this line in the Tibetan. Rinpoche says you can also read it to say that it is the dharmata that is experienced through the power of aspiration prayers, and it is the dharmata that is the union of appearance and emptiness. So it's not just emptiness. And therefore, with this dharmata, they are able to attain the effortless, activity-free, primordial awareness that is not only cessation, it is also one taste. It is equality. And this cessation is not merely the ceasing or the cutting off of perception of inner and outer phenomena. Precisely because it has these qualities which were just mentioned. Last one.
Nyeba tema yonzu pambi yedine. Chakpa mepe lo ne. Jonam tata linki mneser. Saje pala. Tema te da tsache nyevar khen jor khen. Nyumon se chen sasom lamar jor chan. Sanje nam jene. Jopan katan thada mali thobar nimayi ki samsukti.
Next comes the discussion of how they completely give up stains. And this is the next three lines of the second verse and the first of the fourth, of the third. And so it says, the various flaws do not remain in the mind free of attachment. Therefore, on the eighth ground, those stains, together with their roots, are completely pacified. Their kleshas are exhausted, and in the three realms they become superior, and yet, with regard to the Buddha's endowments, limitless like the sky, they cannot attain them all.
Dedar ngokpa le longwa, sanje namje longwa tenyi je ser. Di chakpa meba, yenba da chakpa meba lo, lo ami hine. Chakso nyomomba, nyomomba chonam tata linchik dumineke. Sa jepa la nambar mato bi ishi ji nyama sharve nyomo ba doikan zukan zume kante kamsom na jo pe trima te da sa je ki pa tsawa ni tsawa tan jepa nyewari shewari jorke tetar nyomo tamche seche Kamsom lende par chorpa tene Savo sateng sablate sasom je lamar chorna yang Yuyente je chimbutse sasom je lamar chorcha Tharong yang Tharong sanje nam jene Yuyente je jorpa Namka tar Tatang trawa malupa Topar nupa mayino
The commentary reads, for the very reason that the Buddhas have aroused them from their cessation, they develop the mind, the primordial wisdom which is free of attachment. And this mind does not remain at the same time together with whatever type of fault there might be, whatever type of klesha, mental affliction there might be, like attachment and so forth. And therefore, the sun of non-conceptual primordial awareness shines, and this causes the stains of the conduct of those who have mental afflictions, who live in the three realms, the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm, to be completely pacified. Their stains, together with the roots, the very origins of the stains, are all completely pacified. So like that, the kleshas are all exhausted, and the bodhisattvas at this point come to transcend these three realms and so become superior or unsurpassable in what again are called the three grounds, which here refer to the beings who live on the ground, those who live above the ground, and those who live below the ground. So no matter where they are, these bodhisattvas are better than they are. However, with regard to the endowments of the Buddha's qualities, which are limitless like the sky, they cannot yet attain them all. In short, it's the case that the eighth ground bodhisattva has completely eliminated all of their mental afflictions, and yet they still cannot attain the qualities of perfect enlightenment, which are limitless like the sky. And the final section examines how it is that although they have stopped this type of samsaric activity in their mind stream, still they are able to demonstrate emanations to the beings in samsara. And this is the last two lines. Although samsara has stopped, they attain the 10 powers and demonstrate many emanations to the beings in cyclic existence.
Ona cheva ngape di sanje ji chu chetar zokwar si sena khorwa ngaja khovar chezi je leda nyumong ngaja sander sa jeba vander wang nam chupo thobar njur che wang chupo te da ke sansin te Pantren gendo dorhe batar ye je ran yin chin je lu je dendrup je lu mare chata ge lu mare ye je ran yin chin je mlam ta ve lu je sipen do wa rang da ni je lu na to ten bar se do
And so the commentary reads, well, if birth has stopped for them because they don't have any more cause for rebirth in samsara, meaning they don't have any karma, they don't have any kleshas which cause them to be reborn in samsara, then how are they going to perfect the qualities of enlightenment? And so the text reads, although samsara has stopped, here they attain the 10 powers, and through this attainment of the 10 powers, the bodhisattva is, as was explained in the Sutra of the Glorious Garland, is able with a body that is of the nature of mind is able to demonstrate emanations of themselves to the beings in the cycle of existence in a variety of ways. So this body that they demonstrate to others is not a body made of flesh and blood. It's a body that is of the nature of mind, meaning like it's a body in a dream. And they're able to, with this magical ability, demonstrate emanations to many different beings.
And then there is an explanation of what 10 powers are. The first one is power over lifespan. So, through the power of blessing, then the bodhisattvas are able to live for an inexpressible number of inexpressible kalpas. Then, through the power of samadhi, where their minds are completely stable, through the power of this immeasurable samadhi, they engage in primordial wisdom, and this is the power over mind. It's the second one. The third is that they are able to give the blessing of bestowing ornaments and fine clothes and whatever material things it might be, they might be, on all of the realms in the worlds of the universe. This is the power over necessities. The fourth is that through the power of blessing, they are able to cause the karma of sentient beings to ripen at whatever time they might desire. This is the power over karma. Rinpoche explains this means that they can cause sentient beings not to experience the results of, for example, if they're going to experience suffering, then they can cause them not to experience that suffering. And this is not something that they can that happens always, but only sometimes, Rinpoche says. Then fifth is they are able to take birth in all of the realms in the universe. That's the power over birth. Sixth is they are able to demonstrate enlightenment in whatever Buddha realm they want to and whenever they want to. That's the power over aspiration, prayers. The seventh is they are able to fill the entire universe with Buddhas or whatever else, that's just an example, whatever else they might desire. And that is the power over fulfillment of wish. Then eighth is they are able to fill the universe with the magical play of their miraculous powers, and that is the power over miracles. Ninth is they are able to demonstrate enlightenment, meaning the Buddha's 10 strengths, 4 types of fearlessness, 18 unshared qualities, their major marks and minor signs of their body. They're able to demonstrate this complete enlightenment. That's the power over primordial wisdom. And tenth is they are able to completely demonstrate all of the various doors to the Dharma that is without center or end. That is the power over Dharma. And here it is explained that these 10 powers are demonstrated by this body that has the nature of, that is of the nature of mind, which means that this body can go wherever the mind wants it to. It's not obstructed by anything. And it's not, its progress cannot be impeded by any, say, material or spatial object. It's like that.
Yeah, the Sinti Joba. Joba Mare. Sinti Jeba. Sinti Jeba, Sajeba, Sanjo, Sembe.
This has been a brief explanation of the qualities of the eighth Bodhisattva ground. So now we'll recite it once together. In order to attain again and again virtue even greater than before, hear the Bodhisattvas become irrevocable. The great beings enter the unshakable ground and their aspiration. Prayers become incredibly pure. The victors cause them to rise from cessation. The various flaws do not remain in the mind, free of attachment. Therefore, on the eighth ground, those stains together with their roots are completely pacified. Their kleshas are exhausted, and in the three realms they become superior. And yet, with regard to the Buddha's endowment, limitless like the sky, they cannot attain them all. Although samsara has stopped, they attain the 10 powers and demonstrate many emanations to the beings in cyclic existence.
And
now let's sing Milarepa's authentic portrait of the Middle Way. From the standpoint of the truth that's ultimate, besides no blocks there are, not even Buddhas, no meditator and no meditated, no paths and levels traveled and no signs, and no fruition bodies and no wisdoms, and therefore there is no nirvana there. Just designations using names and statements, all animate inanimate, the three realms, unborn and non-existent from the outset, no base to rest on, do not coexist. There is no karmic act, no maturation, so even the name samsara does not exist.
That's the way these are in the final picture. But oh, if sentient beings did not exist, what would the Buddhas of three times all come from? Since fruition with no cause impossible. So the standpoint of the truth that's relative is samsara's wheel, nirvana past all grief. It all exists, that is the sage's teaching. But what exists appearing to be things, and the non-existence, pure beings, emptiness, are essentially inseparable one taste. And therefore there is neither self-awareness, nor awareness of what's other anywhere. All of this a union vast and spacious, and all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see the wisdom. Do not see sentient beings, they see Buddhas. Don't see phenomena, they see pure being. And out of this compassion just emerges retention, powers, fearlessness, and all the qualities embodied by a Buddha. Just come as if you had a wishing jewel. This is what I, the yogi, have realized. Thank you. Panye tomne nyepe janam pamje Kega na che palab trupai Sipe tsole drowa drowa sho Po chita ken patan kundu zambo te ante jinte Te da kunji jesu da lauchin Kewa di da tam che rabdu mo Jaya Hava Bodhanaya Soha.